I would invite you to take a Bible and turn with me to Proverbs chapter 4 as we read verses 1 through 9. If you don't have a Bible with you, in the Pew Bible, it's on page 549. Proverbs 4, 1 through 9. Listen, children, to a father's instruction, and be attentive that you may gain insight. For I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son with my father, tender and my mother's favorite, he taught me and said to me, "Let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will keep you. Love her and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom and whatever else you get, get insight. Prize her highly and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a fair garland. She will bestow on you a beautiful crown." A couple of years ago, I was listening to some B.J. Thomas music. Some of y'all know B.J. Thomas. Some may not. But some B.J. Thomas music on the computer. And a particular song struck a chord with me. And I thought, you know, that would be a good, or maybe even a bad, song for Father's Day. But I was listening to it in the fall. So, too late. A couple of other times it popped up again, but I hesitated. Not because it might bother somebody, but because there have been times in my life where I resemble those remarks. Well, back in March, I was listening again to B.J. Thomas, and the song came up. And so I decided this year I'm going to use at least some of the words from it. And then, interestingly enough, I discovered later that B.J. Thomas was not the first one to sing this song. The song was actually written as one of the very few serious songs Ray Stevens ever did. And it's entitled Mr. Businessman. And part of it goes, "Itemize the things you covet as you squander through your life. Bigger cars, bigger houses, term insurance for your wife. On Wednesdays it's your charlatan analyst. He's high upon your list. You've got air-conditioned sinuses and dark disturbing doubt about religion. And you keep those cars and letters going out. While your secretary's tempting you, your morals are exempting you from guilt and shame. Heaven knows you're not to blame. You better take care of business, Mr. Businessman. What's your plan? Get down to business, Mr. Businessman. If you can before it's too late and you throw your life away." And the next lines go, "Did you see your children growing up today? And did you hear the music of their laughter as they set about to play? Did you catch the fragrance of those roses in your garden? Did the morning sunlight warm your soul and brighten up your day? Do you even qualify to be alive? Or is the limit of your senses so as only to survive?" There's much more to that. Unfortunately, the more I go, the more it speaks to me. But we'll stop there. Are you saying praise God because we're stopping there? No. Could be. Could be, Bobby. Could be. Now, I'm well aware that the responsibilities of providing for families, biological and adoptive, are great. And the stress on time and effort continue to increase, especially in our rushing world. And I must admit that while I have sought to be present for and with our sons and now our granddaughters, the words of the song and the words of Proverbs chapter 4 sometimes actually make me weep. Although sometimes I try to chalk it up to just getting older. So on this Father's Day, I want us to think for a few minutes about what these sage words and Proverbs, and perhaps the music of Ray Stevens and B.J. Thomas, have to say to us? We who are fathers and grandfathers to children, whether our own or in the place of one who is missing. There are different types of wisdom literature in the Old Testament. There's practical wisdom, and then there is speculative wisdom. Practical wisdom looks at practical day-to-day, everyday kinds of things, and often is given in short sayings or proverbs. Speculative wisdom deals with other kinds of questions, such as, why do bad things happen to good people, and all those kinds of things. The book of Job and books of Job and Ecclesiastes fall into the speculative category, but Proverbs is a prime example of practical wisdom. How do we really live daily life? And so this prime example of practical wisdom and attaining wisdom and insight really underscores the entire collection of all of these sayings. The very purpose of the book is found in Proverbs 1:2. That men may know wisdom and instruction, understand words of insight. According to the writer of Proverbs then, wise men, therefore, inquire into all things of life. But most importantly, that inquiry and instruction are in relationships with God and the moral conditions to live life, to live a proper life, and to live a life that teaches children how to live. To know wisdom, therefore, according to the writer of Proverbs, should lead to that which is proper, that which is right. Right conduct toward God, and actually, just as importantly, right conduct toward others. However, from the writer of Proverbs, from the book of Deuteronomy, from other places within the biblical text, we find that the primary place that this is to be done is in the home. That's the primary place for gaining wisdom and then for passing it along. It's in the home. We recently have talked from Deuteronomy chapter 6, where we were instructed. And while it applies to all believers, it especially there applies to men to talk about these things at home and in the marketplace and every place. Here then, we have our writer of Proverbs speaking as a father to his children, speaking not just as a father, but also, starting in verse 3, telling us, and I am passing along what my grandfather, what my father taught and what my grandfather taught, and subsequently it would go even back further. So dads, it's up to us to take that role, to be that person along with mothers and mother figures in the world. Here then we have those reminiscences of a father, passing along those lessons which he has learned through relationships, not just with God, but relationships with his own father and his own grandfather. Hear, O sons, a father's instruction. Roland Sklerb notes, and I quote, life begins at home. Wisdom also, according to this writer, should begin at home. The home is the primary and most important factor in the education of a young person. Bless you. A father's instruction is important. In fact, within Judaism, the father is the living link between the wisdom of yesterday and the needs of young people today. A mother is regarded as the second source of this wisdom as well. End of quote. A father's instruction is the living link between the wisdom of yesterday and the needs of today. This is not to diminish the mother's role, however, or her importance and influence. In fact, for many, mothers, unfortunately, have been the primary educators. And I say, unfortunately, not because of what we gain from our mothers, but because fathers have been absent in such so many times. But rather it is to remind us and to challenge fathers to be present, to fulfill their responsibility to their children and to God. I know many in here have done that and done it well over the years, but there are times when we all slip, when we all fail to be there. And so this is for us, at least for me. The wise man, that is the writer, had received his first instructions, his very first instructions in wisdom and in understanding, not from his mother, but from his father. And he believes there is no better place to begin and continue to acquire wisdom, and in particular, religious instruction. I know there are other kinds of wisdom and understanding. For some, the father was a mechanic, and some of their sons and some of their daughters know how to work on cars. For others, perhaps, it was plumbing. I have told y'all my father was not a plumber, nor am I. I didn't get that. I've told you the story of a leaky faucet in the kitchen, and he decided that he would be quick enough to change out the little O-ring without having to go out to the street and shut the water off in the house. And by the time he got back in from shutting the water off, leading to the house, there was 2 inches of water in the kitchen floor, and the ceiling was soaked. So there are some things we learn from fathers, and I did learn something from that incident. Do not mess with the plumbing. Let someone else do it. But especially religious instruction is meant here in the home. Now, wisdom is not just knowledge. Knowledge is important. But wisdom involves insight and involves understanding, knowing how to use the knowledge that we attain. Of course, in order to gain proper insight, good precepts and doctrines, you have to be in the presence of the one teaching, right? Osmosis may work with a sponge and water, or with a thin porous barrier and liquid. And oftentimes we do say children are like what? Yes, sponges. Children are like sponges, and not SpongeBob. But children are like sponges, and fathers must teach or talk about the proper precepts and teachings in the presence of their children so that they will soak that up. So that they will soak that up. According to rabbinic teachings, one can learn nothing beyond that which is delivered to him. Stressing the importance of being present as fathers and teaching especially the religious truths. The second verse of this psalm said, as I read a few moments ago, did you see your children growing up today, and did you hear the music of their laughter as they set about to play? In order to pass along this wisdom and instruction, we have to see them. We have to be there. And while I must admit there were times that I wanted to take Stephen and David and sit them on a street corner with a sign that said, take me please, I tried to be there as much as possible. Now, that's middle school and early high school. Okay. So what do we pass on? And how can we pass it on? Well, in verse 3, the writer of Proverbs turns to his own experience with a father who was present, and a father who taught him those precepts and those doctrines, and who lived them around him. Children will not only hear what you say sometimes, but they will look at what you do more often than what you say. And by the way, he was spoiled. You may not have picked up on it. When I was a son with my father tender and my mother's favorite, he taught me and said to me, he was an only child when this took place. But he wasn't spoiled and allowed to run to his own tune all by himself. His father and his mother were present. And his father taught him what he is now seeking to teach his own children. He was urged by his father, according to what he says here, to learn by heart the words, the commandments passed along from his dad. Not so that his dad could feel proud of his own accomplishments, but so that the child might live as God intended. The father says, let your heart hold fast my words. In other words, learn them by heart. And then he says, keep my commandments and live. Now, I don't think that that means he's saying, live by my rules if you expect to stick around. What he was saying is, you learn these things and you will be able to truly live. Not just exist, but to live. Note in verse 5, and he says, do not forget. And thus he didn't. He's passing this along. Do not turn away. Get wisdom and get insight. The word insight sometimes is translated understanding. The first duties of the father include passing on wisdom and understanding. And the first duties of the child are to learn wisdom and understanding. In verse 6, the wisdom from God through the Father's teaching brings true life and yields a life in which one finds Eden, delight. It's a Hebrew word used here. These instructions provide Eden. They provide paradise. They provide delight. In fact, this is so important then that verse 7 is a repetition of verse 5. So that true delight and a productive life are found in doing what? Both getting wisdom and insight and giving wisdom and insight. That's a tall order that is given to us. But that wisdom brings honor. It brings honor. But not honor so much on us as honor to God and honor to the one who has passed it along. Yet wisdom comes from instruction and experience. And therein lies the challenge, guys. For fathers and for those surrogate fathers, therein lies the challenge. To take care of business. Not just the business out there in the world, but more importantly, the business of being present and passing along love and wisdom and understanding to children, to our children, to those that we might adopt in our neighborhood, in our church, in other places. There are two anonymous sayings that I recently ran across. The first says, fathers have an awesome task to show what love is made of. So when their children look at them, they'll see the best of God and grow to want to know God more, to walk in all His ways, to learn from their father's wisdom and be taught how to pray. It's a tough task, especially in our workaday world. In fact, it's not just work a day. Sometimes it's work a day and a half in the same day, right? The second one, a truly rich man is the one whose children run into his arms whenever his hands are empty. That requires presence. It requires teaching. And so the questions from this song come around to me, not just on Father's Day, but on any day. Did you see your children growing up today, and did you hear the music of their laughter as they set about to play? Did you catch the fragrance of those roses in your garden? Did the morning sunlight warm you, your soul, and brighten up your day? Do you even qualify to be alive, or is the limit of your senses so as only to survive? And that leads me to ask for myself, and perhaps for others too. When it comes to what the writer of Proverbs says and what God expects of being present and teaching and having that relationship that lives on, am I taking care of business, Mr. Businessman? Am I taking care of the business of teaching my children, Dad? May we pray. Lord, we must confess that oftentimes we get so caught up in everything around us and in making a living that we fail to truly live. And while we know that it's necessary for us to do some things in the first regard, help us to also remember that it is the instruction, it is the life that we share with children that truly makes a difference in the world for today and for tomorrow. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is 143, "This Is My Father's World." And it is. But He also has instructions for us and expectations. If you would, take a hymnal and stand as we sing together. Hymn number 143, "This Is My Father's World."